Gary, pricey, you would have dropped vehicles. Pricey, if you could go to Hendon Road, because Gary needs to go to the Murillo Road door as well, so he's an all-seen officer. Morning, sir.
Morning.
If I could have four officers in the corner, so you go through my name.
10 to 1, everybody needs to be at the clock tower for a briefing by superintendent.
Okay.
This is Dolores, and I'm on a police raid with Metropolitan Police Services at Lewisham. So let's go. There's two raids this morning in the area. So I'm going along with one group, and someone's going to go along with others. So I'll keep you informed. So I'm in the van now and we're off to one of the addresses. I don't know which one we're going to. So we're just going out onto the High Street. We're one of the big police carriers. And we're getting ready.
The old Alex with
the... Here the officers chatting, getting ready to go. This is my first early morning for ages. That's why I couldn't sleep last night.
Oh, really?
Okay, if you can, don't, you must wake up. And then I was stressing about my the first address, and the officers are just going through the door now. Can I go in? I'm at the property. The police have gone in. They're asking if there's any drugs in the property. It's all right if I come in. Thanks. So I'm in the property, the officers. They've got some people searching the property now. A man and a woman. And they're getting ready to search the property.
Were
your suspects here?
Well, there was persons in here.
Okay.
I'm not sure they're the wrong ones.
Right, should we bring them all into here, shall we?
Yeah.
We've got three upstairs.
So there's five people here. I'm standing in the passageway.
Babe, he's already said there's some weed in here.
Alright, fair enough.
But we'll do that slow time.
Yeah, well, we'll get everyone in first of all and then.
It does actually smell of drugs and. It's quite a clean house, it's not. They'll be down in a second. So there's been lots of complaints about this address from loads of different people. I was talking to the inspector and so they've had to come and... But they're just about to start searching now.
Where's this weed found? Anywhere?
Right, I'll be cracking upstairs. Actually,
what's up, mate?
Upstairs with Thank you.
I'm sorry, I thought
No, that's right. I'm with a constable. So you're just having a little search now?
Yeah, basically, because we're looking for we're looking for drugs. It's going to be quite in-depth, looking in sort of drawers, places where people might hide them, inside different containers and that sort of thing.
So how long will it take you to actually get through? I mean, you're going to be thorough, so you've got quite a lot to do, yeah?
And you see, it's when there's obviously got quite a lot of clutter that people, you know, people's day-to-day lives clutter. And you see here, especially in that room there, it's particularly cluttered. It's going to take quite a long time.
Not one of your best jobs for early morning. Do you get a lot of success from these raids?
Yes. I couldn't put a number on it, but very rarely do we find absolutely nothing. I mean, there's success ranges from we found a big cannabis factory with loads of drugs, things like that, down to just personal use. But at the end of the day, when it's linked to antisocial behaviour and that sort of thing, then yeah, even a relatively small amount is a success, and a positive warrant.
So this is a Met-wide operation today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Operation Big Wing. The idea being that the whole of the Met on a particular day goes out with a particular focus in mind, and goes out and undertakes similar tasks. So we all go out and tackle criminality of one form or another.
Why else? Because a lot of people, you know, we see on the telly with raids, and you assume that, you know, it can be sort of a glamorous life, but it's not, is it, for a lot of this?
It can be literally shoveling rubbish. And it is often quite literally. I mean, it's not very glamorous at all, especially when you're executing warrants and arresting people who are drug users and lead very chaotic lifestyles. It can be, it's not very glamorous at all. I mean, you have the initial charging in where you're running in and you're...
Excuse me. One of your colleagues, I think 397, has found a bag which could be construed to be stuff cultivating, so biogrowth, things of that nature. He just told me to make you aware it's nothing.
Just keep going. Yeah. We'll
do the basement with him.
Which particular? The basement?
Yeah, so we just opened the door and there's a big old basement, so.
I shall open it.
I'm helping him out.
I'll
show you the small bag.
Thank you, 397. We're going down into a basement.
Only you've got black plastic put over the window, sticky tape already attached.
Oh, right, okay, where's that?
So that was all just there. So I've got him to take it just to check on the stairs.
Oh, wow.
It's obviously cultivating somewhere, but whether it's here or somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a cultivation here. Yeah. So you're living here full time. It looks as if they've found a kit to make, cultivate drugs. So they're just bringing that all up. I've just seen the suspect says they're three men and one woman.
This is sort of classic stuff to make a cannabis factory with. You've got the air conditioning unit there.
Oh.
Air conditioning unit. We've got fertilizer for plant fluid. We've got black plastic sheeting with sticky tape on, which is often used for insulation, covering windows. The duct tape, likewise. Got some electrical equipment in there. Right, the space is the beginnings of the cannabis. This is classic cannabis factory stuff.
Okay, so it's...
The problem is each of these things, individually, by themselves, aren't quite innocent things, and they're not illegal to own of themselves.
So what obviously we'll do some more digging and see whether this is linked indeed to offences, but it's a strong indicator that it is.
Are you finding a lot more of these days?
I couldn't quantify it, to be honest. Personally, I mean, there are always, it seems to be, it used to be the case, you often find a whole house taken over as a cannabis factory a couple of years ago. What I found relatively recently is we're finding similar numbers of cannabis factories, anecdotally. We're finding now that it's much smaller scale. One room in a property, even one we found was a tent in a room in a property. So it had, you know, maybe a dozen plants or so, rather than a whole house taken over. So that's what we're finding now. So small growing kits.
Do you think there could be a house somewhere or a room that was? Yeah, well, you wouldn't really know, it would be
speculating. I mean, it could be that it's people are planning to go and grow cannabis. It could be that they have grown cannabis somewhere else. It could be innocent, but as I say, having them all together, it's
a big no-no.
Yeah, so we'll ask them.
How do you find the suspects? Are they okay? They're not aggressive or anything?
No, they're all fine. It's a little bit of they're all in bed, so it's quite a surprise. So first thing in the morning. Bubble in 696.
Not found anything. A sharp knife.
Some cannabis.
Okay.
Looks like personal. There's another knife under bed.
Finding knives under beds.
You've been there, yeah. You gloved, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm gloved. Is that right, yeah?
Yeah. It's fine. Yeah, sorry. Let's lift this. No, you're fine. That's all right. Yeah, just
for
continuity purposes.
Yeah, it's just there.
A large knife under the bed. Have you done a lot of these raids?
Second one.
Okay.
Of different natures. So the first one was looking for stolen phones and drugs, whereas this appears to be just drugs that we're looking for. But yeah. Went pretty smoothly, actually.
Really? Well,
This one did, yeah.
Okay. Did you have to bash the door in, or did they open?
The first one.
Yeah.
It was
always to put the door in. Oh, you're never going to knock on the door.
Oh.
My first one was a commercial premises, so a shop, which was business hours as usual, so we surprised them, but didn't need to, the doors open, really.
Okay.
So a different nature of a warrant, really.
Right. When you said you were never going to knock, is that the element of surprise, just getting...
What we're looking for, by the time we've knocked, if somebody's upstairs in the back room, by the time you've actually come in, it's gone out the window. So, you know, if you were looking for something that's not flushable, you probably would have, you know, considered knocking, but if it's flushable, then you're wasting your time knocking, because by the time you've got in, it's finished, and, you know, you're not going to find anything.
Yeah.
You know, even if they just scatter over the floor, it's, like, gone, and... So, any drugs related?
Sorry. I've legal checked this, but I'm just...
That was in the cell.
That's the name of the person that was on the... Probably, I don't think so. I haven't seen him.
Right.
That's not stolen, unfortunately.
Yeah,
only
it was just because it was sitting in there, I thought...
Where was it?
I think
that was
just inside.
The police have found a false number plate. They're just checking out. They don't think it's stolen.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to be a big...
It's your old one, is it? What happened to the actual car?
Huh?
What happened to the actual car, mate?
It's gone pretty tight,
sold it. How long ago?
I'm just
seeing
there, mate.
Oh, alright then. Where have you worked? Who owns the builders?
Have you become an expert at searching?
I've had a bit of experience.
Finding sorts of drug paraphernalia in here as well.
Yeah.
Is this one of your first raids?
Yeah, is indeed, yeah.
Okay. What do you think?
We're enjoying it, actually. Yeah.
Oh. I guess you learn a lot about the person as well, searching through their, looking through their bits and pieces.
Yeah, no, definitely. When you find, for example, an eye, some drug paraphernalia, do learn about that.
Yeah. I've never felt the urge to sleep with a knife under my mattress. No. I must admit.
Yeah, it does say something, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
They can come out waving. We found that, and a knife under the mattress.
The constable's pointing out two knives and another knife under the mattress. So he's saying, you know, they do handcuff people when they come in, just in case, and you can see why, because of the knives. Have you ever found anything so horrific it scares you? You know, you think, would someone really think about using this weapon?
No, knives are obviously very scary because they can inflict massive wounds.
And I mean, those are nasty looking ones, aren't they? They're only small, but look, lethal.
They're lockable. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, they are very lethal, as you can see. I think we found a shotgun on one occasion.
Who bags this?
That's a bit scary.
A shotgun?
Yeah, that was at another warrant somewhere in New Cross.
Was it loaded?
It did have ammunition separate, yeah. It wasn't loaded. Had it with it though in a bag.
What's one of your most successful jobs been? There's another knife just come out of the drawer there. So that's four knives in one room. It is, yeah. What's your one of your most successful jobs that you can remember doing?
We've done quite a lot on New Cross Ward. Quite a lot of cannabis, some Class A, but they're all sort of listed individually. Do you know, we do quite a lot of warrants, so they sort of...
vary.
Yeah, they vary. Absolutely.
Do you feel sometimes it's you're just going around in a big circle, or do you actually think that you're preventing a lot of stuff? Because sometimes I guess it can be unrelentless.
Yeah, I think you're right. But then you have to do it, you know, to try and prevent
it, right.
At the end of the day. You can't give up on that.
They're just talking to suspects and
No.
Well, I haven't learned it, mate.
Is that what they call lock knives?
Those are the knife what used in the old cut like my lead. Like, if you're looking there, you can see
a lot of lead. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. Well, I'm just showing you what we found.
And the bread knife that you see in there, the bread knife is there because I'm not cutting bread, so I just put it in my drawer.
Okay.
So, talk to me, sis, because I have a pain in the chest. The more I talk, it's more.
Sorry,
I have a pain in my chest, and the more I talk, it's more upset.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just keep it up, Carl. We're not, you know, we'll hopefully be done as quickly as possible. If you do have pain in your chest, you need any medical help.
Yeah, I'll sort that out.
Yeah, I'll just have died.
If you've got
medical problems,
you need to speak. If you've got a problem, just let me
know, okay? Just speak. Any of these raids? Sorry? Have you done any of these raids? I've done Abernethy. Looking for the car.
Oh, no, yeah, you were out looking for a car.
Sorry,
for this,
yeah,
property,
I was,
weren't you?
Looking for the car attached to it. Yes, I've done Abernethy, all of Murillo, part of Manor Park. It's not there.
Oh.
My efforts were in vain.
Good job, though. So there's some officers in the garden searching as well. Quite a nice garden, actually.
Yeah. Now you said that, I'll put the chairs in there. Yeah, no, of course.
So we'll go back in.
After you.
Thank you.
No worries.
That was a young community officer that I was talking to. I was talking about there was a car that they were looking for that's attached to his property, and he was sent to go and find it. And he's just saying that he couldn't find it. It seems a real team effort.
Hello, young lady.
No?
No.
So how long have you been part of the police force?
4 years.
Okay. So you're a community officer?
Yes. So I'm just waiting to become a PC now.
Okay. How long? So you've done 4 years? Because yes. You can't just join as a PC anymore, can you?
No, you still have to apply. So when the application comes out, you still have to do all the day one, day two, which is the assessments. And so I'll pass that, luckily.
Do you like it? Do you like this job?
Yeah, it's really good.
Tell us why.
It's just working with loads of different people. Lewisham's got to be one of the most diverse boroughs, so it's just really good.
Do you like the people of Lewisham?
Yes, very friendly. They're all welcoming.
That's nice. So you are welcomed.
Yes. Yeah. No, we are. It's only the small minority that don't welcome you. So. No, it's good.
That's life.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll get the job? They'll take you on. You look efficient.
I've passed everything. All I need to. I'm just waiting for a start date now for my training.
Oh, so you are going to be a PC?
Yes, eventually.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Hopefully this year.
We'll keep an eye and let you know.
Considering how many people live here, it's quite a lot of people that live in Lewisham. But there's only a very, very small minority that cause any trouble.
Have you found that? Like, is there a certain sector of people that cause the most, like, a lot of disruption are caused by a small amount of people?
No, not really. I think Lewisham, it's just a wide range of age groups, ethnicities that cause trouble. There's not sort of one minority group.
No, I didn't mean minority. Yeah. I mean one, a gang, not just a gang, I mean people. Like a little, I could say gang, but I don't mean the gang as we think about it, but people that target, faces.
The good thing is, because I work on Blackheath Ward, and the faces, you get to know the faces on the wall, so you can go around and say hello to them, and you can identify them easily. So it's quite good to get to know your local.
That's good.
Well done, professional job. They're just looking at the door where the door was actually bashed in, forced open, and actually they can probably shut it and it'll be all right again. No, because I know there was trouble with burglary in the area, and they say that they actually did sort of track down this gang, and they were coming from outside of Lewisham.
Okay.
As well, talking to the borough commander.
I mean, the burglary squad and the borough commander know a lot more of that.
What's your worst problem on
my wall?
Yeah.
Probably antisocial behaviour in the evenings after people have finished drinking.
Oh, so, the drinking, the pub and drinking.
Especially sun and alcohol don't mix very well.
No, and some people start very early, don't they?
Yeah.
When it's really hot, do you think, oh no, there's going to be fights later on?
No, not necessarily. I like to think that it's usually quite peaceful.
Make sure the key fits the bike. Well, there's not enough
states. How did that go then?
We had two arrested for drugs offences, and we've got some useful intelligence as well regarding the paraphernalia and the items potentially used for growing drugs there, although we couldn't arrest for that. And also the weapons that we found as well.
So a successful
one. Yeah.
Well done. So that's done then, the two properties raided. There was no arrest at one property, and there was two arrests at a property in Lee. So, as you heard, a successful day. Not the first one, because It's not the first one, because obviously there was no one there. They found paraphernalia, but it was old. It wasn't being used, so they didn't feel as if there was a crime. I guess I'm not a police, so I just report. But there, a successful morning. Anyway, that was my first police raid. It was really, it was very successful, and for me, it's great to know that the police are doing stuff in the area and keeping crime down. But as you heard one of the officers say, it seems to be a never-ending story. You know, it never ends. It just goes on and on. But like you said, you can't give up. You just got to keep going on. How did you feel that when?
Well, I think we've had complaints of antisocial behaviour linked to that address, and we've made offences relating to that, so it's good disruption activity, as well as detecting offences that have taken place there. So, yeah, I'm quite happy with the result.
So, good job, yeah?
Yeah, and also good intelligence as well.
Excellent. Thanks for having me anyway.
You're welcome.